Hare Krishna, reading from my glorious master, Honolulu, Hawaii, 1976. Further surgery. I was not present during the conversation between Prabhupada, his disciple who followed Siddhasroop, and the other devotees, nor did I find out about it until years later. Still, it proved important for me because, based on that conversation, Prabhupada called me into his presence. Prabhupada wants to see you, Hari Sori told me one day. Knowing Krishna had a plan, I raced to the balcony of the Honolulu temple where Prabhupada waited, sitting in a chair. Pushta Krishna Swami and Hari Sori sat at his feet. I offered my obeisances. I said, "Would you like me to do anything? What would you like me to do? I know I don't want to be independent." Prabhupada said, "Why are you inclined to follow Siddhasroop? What is your special attraction?" I responded, "While we were in Hong Kong, we couldn't always be corresponding with you. I needed some personal instruction." Prabhupada said, "But what is the special attraction? Your wife said that their instruction is very clear. So what is the distinction between clear and ambiguous? What do you find ambiguous? What do you find clear? What is that?" I said, "I think the part I found clear, the more introspective points about humility and changing one's desires." Prabhupada replied, "Humility means not to follow the instruction of Guru." I said, "No, that is not humility." Prabhupada, "I'm asking you, what is the special attraction? What is clear and ambiguous?" Burizan, I said, the clearness may be a deeper understanding to want to be humble, a deeper understanding to want to, Prabhupada, humble, but if you do not follow your spiritual master's instruction, you follow others, then where is the humbleness? Your wife says that what Siddhasroop says, it is very clear, and others are not so clear. Is it not? What is that clear? What is not clear? He says, "Chant Hare Krishna," I said. Prabhupada, "So who says that you don't chant?" I replied, "Maybe the emphasis of others isn't so much on chanting. Everyone says Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. But everyone only chants the 16 rounds a day, chants a half hour RT in the evening and a half hour RT in the morning." Prabhupada, "So what do you want more? What is your program? 24 hours? I replied, "No, but I like more kirtan than that." My comment. Prabhupada's probing forced me to consider my relationship with Siddhasroop. He seemed intent on penetrating my consciousness with his questions. He asked what I found different, clearer, or especially attractive that would explain my inclination specifically to follow Siddhasroop and to not follow the regular ISKCON program. He would not accept the difference as, quote, more humility, because my leaving Hong Kong had not demonstrated to him a humble disciple's submission to his guru's order. My reply that the difference was more emphasis on chanting the holy names caused him to offer a sarcastic reply. The specific memory I have of this conversation with Prabhupada was that he was pushing me to reveal my mind. I clearly remember how difficult it was to clarify my thoughts and speak openly and honestly. Prabhupada was such an awe-inspiring figure. His presence evoked the desire to please him. I feared expressing my possibly wrong or foolish thoughts to his scrutiny, and my tendency was to superficially agree. But Prabhupada was determined to push through to a deeper, more trusting affection. He forced me to pull out and reveal whatever doubts and complaints I truly harbored. As the conversation continued, I found myself becoming more relaxed and open. Although I had thought that I had both increased my humility and my desire to chant Krishna's names, Prabhupada wished to point out what he had concluded as the actual difference between ISKCON and the followers of Siddhasroop. It seemed that he had already decided what the difference was and he wished me to accept it as well. Prabhupada. So, you don't like to sell books? I replied, no, I think I like it very much. I mean, I think I would like to. Prabhupada said, so what is the difference? Prabhupada, me, I said, between selling books and kirtan? Prabhupada, no, between others and you. Where is the difference? Point out that this is the point on which we differ. What is that point? Well, I said, maybe the point about more kirtan or less kirtan. Prabhupada, so if you chant more, they're objecting? No, I said. Well, then, where is the difference? Has anyone objected if you chant more? I replied, no. Prabhupada said, then, where is the objection? What is the point of difference? I replied, I think there is no point of difference. Prabhupada, then why do you say we find these instructions more clear? I replied, it is just the emphasis that was given to chanting. For myself, I knew that in my heart, I built up an enmity towards your disciples and thinking that by their distributing books, they were making people angry at Krishna. And Prabhupada said, he interrupted and said, that is the real point. That is the real point. My comment. I was in Japan and Hong Kong from 1970 to 1974, and then lived outside mainstream ISKCON from 1974 to 1976. During these foundational years of ISKCON, Prabhupada had made known his desires about book distribution. Even as I sat at Prabhupada's feet on the balcony outside his rooms in ISKCON, Hawaii, I was unaware of the depth of Prabhupada's desire that his disciples distribute his books. Yet, by his pushing me to analyze the actual difference, it eventually popped out, the difference between how the inside and the outside factions were prosecuting Krishna consciousness was the emphasis on book distribution, or, deeper than that, the depth of surrender to Prabhupada's order to distribute books. I said, that's what I felt. When I was living in Hong Kong, people I would meet, they used to yell, they'd yell at me, what have you done to Krishna? Some Indians used to say that. People we'd met, they tell us that they see the Hare Krishna devotees and they hate Krishna. I remember one specific time when I was speaking to one businessman who was helping us, Prabhupada said, he said, we hate Krishna. I replied, no. He said that you're members of the Hare Krishna. They're making people in Australia hate Krishna. They make people inimical, making people inimical to Krishna. Pushta Krishna said, they feel threatened simply that we're preaching something that will discourage their sinful way of life. Simply they feel threatened, not their hating. Their argument is that because of our strong emphasis on preaching and book distribution, they say that therefore the mass of people have a bad impression of Krishna. I added, and also because, Prabhupada said, because we are selling books. I said, not so much the selling of books, maybe because of the emphasis on how much money can be taken. Like if someone says on the street, please give me a donation, so they give him a donation. No, you must give more and more and more. So the people think that the devotees are only interested in getting money, and they get a bad impression that ISKCON is a money-making movement. Pushta Krishna, we're selling 500,000 large-sized books each year, Prabhupada. That is envious. So if they sell books, so that is making Krishna unpopular? Okay, we'll end here for the moment. Okay, Hare Krishna.